I am. Good morning.
So let's talk movies. You got a biggie in your pocket?
Oh, yeah.
Right, there you go.
Oh, something called Captain America.
Oh, that.
The Winter Soldier.
Uh-huh.
Once again, Chris Evans as Steve Rogers,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. Captain America.
Right.
Why is he still a captain, though? He's like 95 years old.
I know.
And wouldn't he be a colonel? Or
you would think.
I don't understand. Maybe
what's
there's
the got
to be a reason. They never explain that.
Right.
So going into this, I should remind you, I am sort of a little bit of a comic book geek,
yeah.
specifically into Marvel.
Right.
In fact, so much so that my boyfriend, who's not into all this, recently uttered the words, "Who's Stan Lee again?" And I thought about ending the two-year relationship. Do I end? I mean, you know, do I?
There you go.
From Samuel L. Jackson to Scarlett Johansson to the writing to the fantastic stunts, it ranks right up there in the Avengers series. I don't know if it's Iron Man good, although in some ways it's better. In
oh.
some ways, you know, without Iron Man, without
right. yeah.
you know
right.
the specific Iron Man that we have,
yes.
it lacks a little bit of the humor that I love in these kinds of things.
Yeah,
but it still has it, and it's fantastic. I just loved it.
Cool.
Make sure to stay through all the credits, not just half the credit. Normally, you just kind of stay a little bit.
Yeah.
Stay the whole time.
Yeah.
It's worth it, and I'm going to say B++++.
Well,
plus,
how
plus,
about
plus.
That? Good deal.
Yes, loved
That's
it.
Awesome.
Also, opening's Afflicted, yet another Blair Witch Paranormal Activity type thing, where
yeah.
friends are like, yo, I got a video camera.
Wow.
I don't know why they sound like Rocky. That's what they sound like. I'm going to record my friends, but oh no, there are ghosts and devils. If I wanted to see a shaky camera of scary stuff, as I've said, I would watch iPhone footage of myself singing I Will Survive
yeah.
the karaoke. Out there.
Well.
The two friends in Afflicted are so annoying. For me, I was kind of rooting against them.
Yeah. Oh.
And when you get to the twist, you're going to wish like Exorcist level pea soup
oh.
upon them.
Oh.
For me,
wow.
some people loved it.
Yeah.
I got to go D.
Yeah, all right.
In wide release, though, we do have Bad Words that opened in Limited last week.
Okay, sure.
Stars and directed by the fabulous Jason Bateman.
Right.
But a 40-year-old guy who enters a spelling bee yeah. contest.
Yes.
Even a kid's spelling bee contest, I should say.
Right, right.
Love the premise. A lot of it made me laugh. Got a little stale. I got to go C++. But still, if you're a fan of Jason Bateman, it's still worth it.
You know, he really, this was risky, I think, to do.
Yeah,
because
it was a little bit, and I know what he was going for.
Yeah, right.
And it almost got there.
Oh, okay.
And something missed a little bit, but it was still, I cringed a little bit, but I laughed a lot as well.
Okay, there you go.
I would say the pick of the week, though, for me, is still Captain America.
Captain America.
Plus you got the Muppets. Plus
yeah.
you got the Legos.
Right.
And again, I know it sounds like I'm regressing.
But.
And you know me, I'm not this person who's like, you know, I'm not like dancing through meadows and stuff. I'm pretty
right.
cynical. I like a good indie film.
Yes.
I like darkness.
Yes. Right, yeah.
And I love those three movies.
Yeah.
That's how good they are. So they're all in theaters. They're all great crossover movies.
Choices it's galore. This is good.
A lot of choices. And I'll leave you with this thought.
Yeah.
Already, 2014 is one of my favorite years for movies
oh.
in a very long time, in like 5 years.
Dig that.
So far, I don't know what it's going to become, but we're so early in the year, and we already have just great movies.
We're going through a good cycle.
Yeah, I think so.
Yay.
So, good.
Right, right.
For me, anyway. and they're all like big blockbusters, you
Excellent.
Know, not just the little ones.
Cool.
So I am live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.